email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Yeah, 5 on 5, 5 on ray@rte.ie. Now, I'm going to read you something here. And this is how one of our next guests introduces herself on her GoFundMe page. I think that's the best thing we'll do. OK. Hi, my name is Cara Darmody. I'm 11 years old. I'm in fifth class in Ard Finnan National School. I have two younger brothers, Neil and John, who are both non-verbal with autism. They attend Scoil Cormac Special School in Cashel. Our family are friends with so many other families that cannot get services such as speech and language, OT, play therapy and psychology. It really annoys me that nobody is doing anything about it. These kids are at a disadvantage due to the lack of services. So I want to do something about it. I want to raise money to give everyone the same chance. We need the money to help right now. So, as I love maths, I decided last September to study the whole 3-year secondary school junior cycle ordinary level curriculum in maths. That's a mouthful, Cara. And I've done it in 8 months with the help of my school and my parents. Thanks to everyone. I'm now going to attempt to sit the junior cycle maths paper on June 10th, 2022, with all money received to be split equally between the two schools. I really hope you can donate and help. I really need your help with this project. Thank you so much, your friend, Cara, which also means friend, doesn't it? Your name means friend.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Cara Darmody is in with us in studio, and so too is her dad, Mark. Good afternoon, and thanks
so
much.
Good afternoon, Ray. Thank you so much.
Hello.
Thank you so
much.
Well, that's amazing. We've told your story already, but we want to find out a lot more about you and your brothers and your family life. So, day off today?
Yeah.
What's the name of the school?
I go to Arfin National School.
And you're in fifth, as we find out already.
Yeah.
And you're 11.
Yeah.
And you like maths.
Yeah, I do. I love maths.
Yeah. When did you discover that you liked maths?
It was when the lockdown hit that I realised that I was really strong at maths and that I could push ahead and I could do something special. And that since and that I could use my knowledge of maths to my advantage, and it's brought me here to the RTE place today.
Yeah, it has. And this something special, as we've laid out there, is that you're fundraising to help services for people and families with autism.
Yes.
Yes. Now, tell me about your two brothers. What their names and their ages?
Well, my brothers are... I have two brothers and they're Neil and John. And Neil is 9 and John is 5. And they're both severely autistic and non-verbal, which basically means they can't talk and, like, they don't understand comprehension. And
right.
And the reason why... One of the reasons why I'm doing the fundraiser is because, like, kids like Neil, like, it's like... It's like he's like 9. He's 9 years old, but it's like he has like a 9 months old brain trapped in a 9 year old's body. That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. And does he get angry? Do you think?
Yeah, he often has these meltdowns, and I always get like frustration. Not with them, but I get frustration that like if the HSE was giving them these services, that like they wouldn't be having the same meltdowns. Mm. The meltdowns would be a lot less violent. Like he often whacks himself on the head and bites his finger and all that.
How do you feel when you see that, Cara?
It makes me feel like very like upset, but also very like frustrated, like at the HSE that like they're not doing anything about this, because the HSE is saying they'll do it, and the HSE is all talk and they're no action. So I want to be misaction.
You're misaction, right?
Yes.
So you're taking it into your own hands and you're doing this. This is amazing. I'm going to say this again because people may have missed it. So you're 11, right?
Yes.
And you're taking on junior cert maths.
Yes.
Okay. So this is something you shouldn't be doing for the next, what, I'm do the maths on it,
four years.
4 years, yeah, there you go, yes.
Yeah.
Wow, that's brilliant. Has it ever been done before?
No, it hasn't.
You're the first, so you'll be the youngest person to ever take a junior cert maths paper.
Yeah, like the youngest person to ever like officially take the paper, yeah.
Yes, right,
yeah.
Right, okay. Mark, was this all Cara's idea and how did you feel?
Yeah,
and
after hearing your wife, Ray, I don't know if I need to add anything there to it. Yeah, I suppose I was having a cup of tea one September day, and she came in and she said, Daddy, she said, in the way that she talks like that, and she said, I'm after coming up with a great idea. And she said, I'm going to raise money. And she was basically telling what she was saying. But then she said, I'm going to sit the junior cert maths. Now, I was waiting for her to say, I'm going washing cars or I'm going to throw a few footballs or something. And my jaw just hit the ground. Like, I literally could have done with CPR. But she said to me then, I said to her, but pal, I said, you know, the school probably won't be able to cater for this. Oh, no, Daddy, that's the best news. you will be teaching me as well. So then I'm thrown into it. So look, fast forward 8 months, here we are. She's ready to go.
Ready to go.
Right.
We have, I think it's half a chapter to finish, but we're revision mode now, right. And she's up for this and she's well able for it. But I suppose it's the issue that has brought us to national attention. The fact that an 11-year-old is bringing up the lack of services issue seems to have caught serious traction at political level. And I suppose, that may be something you want to mention there.
Yeah, I do. I'm just looking at, I was reading an article there from the Irish Times, and these are the national figures for children with disabilities. 8,000 number of children on speech and language waiting lists, 9,000 the numbers waiting on psychology, 18,000 numbers waiting on occupational therapy, that's OT, 9% estimated number of assessments completed in time in the year 2019-2020. So the system is broken, isn't it?
It is. I suppose, you know, we have the two boys severely autistic, and I suppose, you know, our family, and we are not making this issue about us, and this fundraiser is not for us. It is for every other family. So like, she is the most selfless human being. I know I am biased, but like, this is for everybody else, and she's doing this. But okay.
I'm interested in getting inside your house.
Sure.
Because you've two. Not really. Although if I'm passing by, I will call in for a cup of tea.
Talking about Neil and John look, we can give the direct comparison. So like, Neil is 9, okay? He did not get the services at the time at all. Now, I suppose the consequences are, because everyone talks of lack of services, what you never hear is, show me the consequences of the lack of service. So basically, you're talking about violent meltdowns where he will basically eat, bite his own hand, he will strike himself, he will just hurt himself, because there's a psychological aspect to that. He is totally untitled trained. He is not tired. He will never be, because the window has basically
closed. So does he wear an
nappy? Yes.
He has to wear a nappy. Right.
And again, look, it's national radio. I'm sorry, but I mean, like, somebody has to show the courage, and we're going to do that today. So like he would be in the bed. Like, one of us as parents has to remain with him at all times. That's 24/7. So we'll say, like, last night, I didn't get to sleep with him until 4:30. That would be because he doesn't understand time. He doesn't understand that it's nighttime. He doesn't understand that I have to go to sleep. Even like last week, I mean, people can just graphically get this. It's where he goes to the toilet within the bed and we don't notice it. And then you're there for 24 hours trying to clean that up. These are the actual consequences of the lack of services. John, on the other hand, we were a little bit more clued into this. He was diagnosed then at 1 3/4. But then the HSE don't diagnose until he was 4.5. So if we
where did you get the diagnosis then?
Privately. This is where the controversy is about parents having to seek private diagnosis. So like, while the HSE is telling us we're on a waiting list, we're kind of almost putting them to one side. We go about everything privately. And look, where we are with John is, there's a small comprehension with Tyler training. We've made very subtle progress. There's subtle progress with comprehension. He is severe, but he's making more progress than Neil.
As you laid out there, early diagnosis is important so you can get the services to get the best possible result for Neil or John. And Neil wasn't lucky enough.
No, he wasn't. And at the time,
so if he had the services, he would be toilet trained. Is that what you're saying?
What I'm basically saying is, I suppose one can never predict, you know, what's going to happen. Yeah. But what I can say is, when the services are not there, because you need professionals, we're just not professional in this field. We don't have the psychological training or the ability.
Parents.
Okay. So you are relying on the HSE to actually provide that. But even when the diagnosis comes, Ray, and this is the problem, at 4.5, that's only the beginning of you requesting services. So in South Tipperary right now, once you request a speech and language service, you're talking 2 years of a waiting list right now. So, I mean, you can do the maths there. You're into 6 and 7 before you even see someone for the first time.
But Mark, the frustration as a parent, knowing that if you got those services immediately, the difference it would make to your son, that must be very frustrating for you.
It is extremely frustrating. And I suppose my wife is at home. She would have loved to have come up here, but she can't, because the needs of the boys are like so severe. Noelle is at home with them. And, you know, we've managed to, for ourselves, to obtain some level of home care help and things like that. But we'll say, like, and those are bigger issues when it comes to respite and home care help. But we'll say, we have a psychological report that from the HSE actually, that basically would say that for us to pilot train the boys, that we would actually need home care help in almost permanently for that to be done. So it actually, even with John, it's a struggle even with extra help, because it's a 24/7 thing. Like, you just have to constantly do it. So I suppose these are the things that parents listening, you know, we all took for granted. I didn't understand the disability world until we found ourselves in it. But I suppose you like,
it's
quickly...
It's not a club anybody wants to be in.
No, it's basically, as Cara said, like, that Neil is like a 9-month-old trapped within a 9-year-old's body. So you can imagine if your baby, who throws the bottles and the tantrums and all that, imagine if they could walk around. And
he's only going to get bigger and bigger, and the problems are going to get bigger and bigger.
Well, it gets worse every year. It's got, we would do statistics with the meltdowns, stuff like that. It doesn't get better. It is, as like you were saying, it gets way worse.
Now, Neil and John's name were mentioned in the Dáil last week. So
yeah.
Micheál Martin knows who you are.
Yeah, he does.
Cara, which is brilliant, Cara Darmody. So would you hope then, Cara, that Micheál Martin, knowing who you are, knowing what you're doing, know your situation at home with Neil and John, that he will do something about it?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's definitely.
That's his job, isn't it?
Yeah, it's his job. Like, since he's the Taoiseach, like, he should, like, be helping all these people, but he's not. So I want to make the message clear to him that, like, that this is what happens when they don't get the services, and that he needs to, like, help these people.
Yeah. I think you're amazing, Cara, because it's, like, and, you know, you come up here and it's a day out and everything, but the reality of your home life, and I think people got a bit of a flavour of that, it's tough. Isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is.
Yeah. And do you ever get a break? Do you get a break from Neil and John?
Well, I suppose I do try to help out sometimes, but I always feel bad for, like, Mam and Dad, because Mam and Dad have to take them 24/7. And often, sometimes, what could happen is Neil mightn't go to sleep some nights. So sometimes Daddy here could go, like, 4 to 5 nights without any sleep whatsoever.
That's tough, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know what I'm like if I lose a bit of sleep. Does he get a little bit annoyed when he loses sleep?
Yeah, I always wonder how Dad does it, like, because I would not be able to do it in a million years.
He's sort of Superman, isn't he?
Yeah, definitely.
He's Superman, right.
That's not even up for debate.
Nah, okay, here's a quick algebra question for you. Right. 2y plus x is equal to 9. If x is equal to 1, what's y equal to?
Of 4.
Yes. Top of her head. Didn't even prepare for it. There you go. Well, you looked worried there. That I did. So you've algebra sorted anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you working on currently for the maths thing?
Well, we did like the whole like sine, cos, tangent yesterday and functions, although it was very hard. And yeah, when it gets very hard, it's definitely not as enjoyable than doing Venn diagrams or something easy like that.
Yeah, she's actually done, Ray. She's actually done 350 extra hours. We've actually clocked at 350 extra hours over the last 8 months. I mean, it is.
The logistics of it is that somehow you're going to get the paper on the day. You're going to sit it a little bit after everybody else sits it in a room in your school.
Yeah.
And brilliantly, your teacher and everybody in school is facilitating you to do that.
Yeah, the principal, Miss Quinlivan, she's liaising with all that, and it's all arranged, but it's ready to go, which is amazing. Yeah.
So how do you feel now that you've been catapulted onto national radio? Your picture has been in papers, name mentioned in the Dáil. You've been on Tip FM with Fran.
Well, I feel really confident. I feel like that maybe, just maybe, something will be done about this, and that maybe these problems will be fixed a lot more, and that people will start paying more attention to what's actually happening.
Yeah, I hope. I hope, Cara. And it shouldn't take an 11-year-old to... you know, to get people working on what they should be working at. But there you go. And I think you're brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, although it's better to fix the problem now than never.
Yes. Yeah, it's fair enough. You're right. GoFundMe.com. And if you go in there and you go, Cara's Extraordinary Maths Challenge, because it is extraordinary.
Yep, but you can also just type up Ard Finnan and the first one will come up, to keep it simple if some people don't know how to spell extraordinary or something like that.
And everything raised is going to services for children with autism in the Tipperary area.
In Skull Cormac Special School and Ardfinnan.
Yeah.
And just to mention, Ray, there finally, that Fianna Fáil have notified us through their TD, Jackie Cahill, that a meeting is pending with the Taoiseach, and we will have a date and time for that next week.
Right.
And I suppose what I would say to anyone listening is who is even considering this fundraiser is to give us a mandate going in there. The more money she raises and the more people who donate, even if it's only a euro, it's to send a clear message to the Taoiseach that we will sit down and we will certainly, because the last point that I make is this, I don't think anyone has ever shown them videos of violent children. I don't think that they've ever seen it.
Well, it's been on primetime. Yeah. There have been a number of primetime specials and people have seen it. Yeah. Like, I don't know if politicians have sat down and watched it, but...
The politicians that we've spoke to, it's actually been amazing how little that they know
right.
about this topic and yeah. how the consequences affect. But I just ask like people to take a look at the fundraiser, give us that mandate going in, because we will be sitting down with the Taoiseach, which is amazing for someone 11 to achieve that. And
No better woman. We'll be hearing more from you, Cara Darmody. Mark, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
And enjoy the rest of your day, whatever you're doing.
We will.
The Ray Darcy Show. You will. On RTE Radio 1.